Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing if you get dumped, don't act pathetic. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, datemedotips. That's www.datemedotips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website datemedotips to find out more details. That's www.datemedotips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing if you get dumped, don't act pathetic. So if you've been dumped, it can be very hard to stay emotionally self-controlled. You're obviously going through a very difficult period of your life. You're going through a combination of feelings, which is like a mixture of drug withdrawal and grief. So when you're going through these feelings, it can be hard to keep a level head. And then there can be a natural reaction to try to kind of lash out, to try to be somebody who is taking control back because you have not had any control in the scenario. You've been dumped and hence your ex has taken control of the situation. They've taken the power and you have nothing to say on it. You know, you can't be the person who has any decision-making power left because your ex has made those decisions. So you can have a natural feeling, a natural reaction to do like a tit for tat, to try to be somebody who, okay, you've dumped me, now I'm going to do this to you. Somebody who's going to lash out in some respect, somebody who's going to try to take back a grain of control and almost kind of get your ex back. But I don't mean get them back as in getting in a relationship. I mean, actually, they've hurt you, so now you want to get them back and hurt them. And if you do this, if you act like this, then you are acting pathetic. And this is not going to help you in any way, shape or form. It doesn't matter if you want to try to get your ex back, as in get them back to be in a relationship with you, or whether you want to move on with your life. It doesn't matter which of those you want to do. If you act pathetic, it is going to be negative on you. So let me give you some examples of this type of pathetic behavior that people might feel like they want to do in a way of trying to regain a bit of power over their ex. So an example would be this. Imagine that your ex has a business and you wrote a review on their business. So you've been dumped and the first thing you do is you delete the review. Or even worse, you edit the review to something that's negative. Okay, that would be classic negative pathetic behavior. It's not going to make you feel better in the long run, even if you think it might do. It's just something that's going to make you look low value and somebody with very low maturity. Someone who just can't handle the situation of being dumped. And it's something that most of, if not all of us, would have gone through at some stage. And you need to show you can work through these feelings. You know, if you're not somebody who can do this, then why would anybody in the future want to spend time with you? Whether it's your ex later in life getting back in touch, or whether you meet somebody new. I mean, how do you know? Maybe they know your ex. Maybe their friends are friends with your ex. Imagine you start dating someone new, and then a few weeks in, they say, look, I don't really want to see you anymore. I've heard some things about you. I've heard that you can be quite vindictive, you know, and before you know it, that's over. It doesn't even have to be romantic relationships. What about if you apply for a job? You go for the job, and then as soon as the person finds out who you are and they realize that you're somebody who has a vindictive streak, who has a pathetic streak in them, because maybe they know your ex, maybe they've heard the stories. Well, once again, you know, they're not going to offer you the job. So this is something that can affect you in all ways of life. And it's something that is very hard. I'm not trying to say it's easy to keep emotional self-control. What I'm trying to say is you have to. As a mature adult, you have to show emotional control when you've been dumped. You cannot act pathetic. Another example would be maybe the day before you was dumped, you paid for your ex's dinner, okay? And then you get dumped and you straight away say, oh, well, I'd like that money back. Okay, that is just pathetic, right? You know, we're not talking about huge loans. Of course, if you've loaned your ex thousands of dollars, thousands of pounds, thousands of whatever your currency is, then obviously you will want to get that back. But when it's something that's a small monetary value, maybe you've lent something to your ex, but for all intents and purposes, they thought that you was kind of given to them. And now you're all of a sudden saying, well, I want that back and I want this back. Even though if you was together, you'd have never needed it again. You'd have never have wondered about it again. Or as I've said, you know, maybe you paid a few dollars, a few pounds for some dinner the previous day, you've been dumped, and now you're saying, well, I want that $10 back. You know, it just makes you look pathetic. And it can be hard to see a situation when you're within it. So what I'm trying to do in this podcast is open your eyes to what it looks like from the outside looking in. So you need to try to be that person who looks at situations from the outside looking in, so you can realize how it looks really. What is the reality? And whether or not you ever hear from your ex again, this is the type of thing that could really affect your future with them. So you've been dumped, but if you've listened to my other podcast, you know that that's not necessarily the end of the story. You could be in a relationship with them again one day. But if you act pathetic, if you act vindictive, then that is really going to decimate the chances. You know, you're basically ruining any possibility of it ever happening again. And even if you think, well, I don't want to be in a relationship with my ex again, I want to move on, who cares about them? Stuff them. Like I said, you don't know who hears about this stuff. Friends of friends, acquaintances, things drip feeding through, social media. For all you know, somebody you have a connection with, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's to do with work, whether it's to do with a group or a class you join, if word gets round that you're this type of character, you're this type of person who gets very horrible as soon as something doesn't go your way, then they're not going to want to spend time with you. They're not going to give you that job. They're not going to allow you to attend the group. They're certainly not going to date you. So I hope this podcast today has just opened your eyes to looking from the outside looking in. It is very difficult when you are dumped. I'm not trying to say that it's easy. It is a horrendous feeling. It's the feeling of drug withdrawal and grief combined. It's terrible. But you just need to have that foresight to realize that trying to be the person who is horrible to your ex, trying to be the person who takes a little stab at them of control, and, you know, like, I'm going to be this person who can influence their life. They've hurt me, I'm going to hurt them. It's not going to do you any favors. This will not help you in the long run. Even if you think it'll be a short-term feeling of positivity because you can do something horrible to them because they've done something horrible to you, it won't make you feel good in the long run. You won't feel good about it, and it will also have negative consequences in the future with your future connections. So please bear that in mind. No matter how bad you've been hurt, you need to keep your dignity, okay? Keep your dignity, keep your respect, and move forward with your life.